أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of time, and in various aspects, as we had explained, and time is the most value, one of the most valuable commodities that we have got, and we have got limited time in this world. And when the time expires, nobody has got a choice but he has to leave this world. And when we don't appreciate time, perhaps we don't even think of time, forget making shukr for the time that we have got. And when we don't appreciate this time, and we go to the extent of passing time, whiling away our time, and unfortunately, mostly in Ramadan, we want to pass our time. And there is no time to pass. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that a person wants to pass time, fails time. He's just passing time, but he's actually failing time. He's not appreciating the time. So if we don't appreciate this time, Allah Ta'ala says man will be at a loss, and khusrin, all types of loss, whether it is of dunya, of akhirat, all types of loss. So time is a great thing, and those people are exempted from this loss. First and foremost are those people who bring iman. Iman, where the reality of iman, just to give a glimpse of that, when the Muslims were fighting the British in India, when the British had come to rule there and made their determination to change them all to Christianity, at one time the British managed to capture an alim, what is young, about 13-year-old boy. And they tried all things, bribery, to give. He knew all the secrets of the Muslims, how they, what their strategy was for the war. They tried with all bribery, they could not make him talk. They tried all torture, that could not make him talk. And then he said to them that this young boy of mine, if you kill him and kill him in front of my eyes, then I'm prepared to give you the secrets of the Muslim, because I fear he will go and speak that I was a traitor. So if you will kill him, then I can tell you the secrets. They killed that boy in front of him, a young boy, and then he said, now you can forget forever that I will tell you anything. I fear the small boy, out of pressure of torture or something, he might speak out. He also knows a lot, but now I won't tell you a thing. The officer who was questioning him asked him, how could you have done such a thing that you even had your son killed, the apple of your eye, in front of your eyes? He said, because of iman. So he said, what is this iman? He went mad, that British officer. Then he had to be sent back also, that what is this iman that made you do this also? So this can give us an idea what iman is. It isn't just that we thinking that we have just read kalima and we have got iman. Alhamdulillah, definitely that is also iman. But the iman the Quran speaks about is of that level. Those people will be freed from all types of harm and nuksan in this world also and in the akhirah. Then also we have to think, did we ever take out time to learn iman? At home, today the environment is completely different. Before, mothers used to teach lot of things of iman to their children. They should speak about deen, about akhirat, about the life of the grave. Today, unfortunately, it is all dunya's talks that we have. We make small children watch the TV so that we can be free and we can do our things. We engage them in all other things. The child grows up a bit, goes to maktab. He learns the essentials of deen, about namaz, roza. He learns kalima also. But iman itself, what iman is, that unfortunately he does not learn. If he goes to a Darul Uloom, there also he learns further about deen, the various aspects of deen. But iman itself, when does he learn iman? And if he goes to university, etc., or college, and that is a complete different environment. There it is out of the question that he's going to learn Iman. So this Iman is a thing that has to be learned also. And we have to free our time, and we have to, this Iman comes in the company of those people who have that Iman. And it is our duty to look for such people. And they are always present, and Allah will keep them present till the day of Qiyamah. Because Allah will never give a command to fulfill which is not possible. So if we say there is nobody in the world today who have got that type of Iman, so where must we go and learn that Iman? So it is by in the company of such people that our heart tells us that this person has got that Iman, and we stay in his company, it will rub off onto us. This is why the Sahaba are called Sahaba. They stayed in the Sohbat, the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they became these people with that Iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, the first basic condition to save ourselves from that harm, whether it is in this dunya, and moreover in the akhirah, to save ourselves from Jahannam, is this Iman. One alim says, that Iman of ours which does not stop us from guna in this world, how is that Iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? If we are all the time in various times, Iman stops a person from guna, from sin, all types of sin. But if that Iman, we each one judge ourselves, how much of sin are we involved in? And that is a sign that our Iman is still not up to the level. It's not up to scratch. So we have to make that effort. And after that Iman comes into a person, then he will get saved from the fire of Jahannam, whether immediately or whether later. So that end, that Iman in this world will spur a person onto wa'amilu salihat, to do righteous deeds. It's Iman that will wake a person up for Fajr, not the shouting and screaming of the parents to get up the children, or not the alarm clock, or that is an aid, no doubt. But it is this Iman that makes a person conscious, that he gets up for Fajr, that he does all his other righteous deeds. So Iman is there, then Amal will follow on their own. So the end is Amal, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who do righteous, pious deeds. And they are those which are the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that knowledge of deen to know whether we are not involved in some bid'at, which we are thinking is deen, in some type of innovation, in our own philosophies, in our own thinking, what we have made deen to be. Now that is not the case. That knowledge will guide us to what are those correct amal, and then they have to be. Allah has made his rule according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person does his amal contrary to the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has declared that those will be rejected as well. So it has to be with all its requisites. Ikhlas must be there. If there isn't sincerity, then that is outwardly, it looks like a perfect amal is salih, but without sincerity, it is nothing whatsoever by Allah Ta'ala. So with all the requisites and all what is the requirement of the time, according to that a person does his action, then this is the second stage that a person will be saved from the harms of this dunya, and moreover of the harms of the akhirah. That he has got that Iman also, and he has now followed it up with amal saliha also, with good deeds. Then according to that, will he be saved from Allah's azab in this world at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and then finally he will be saved from Jahannam. For that, the next two things which Allah has commanded are also absolutely necessary to gain 100% salvation. So the starting point is the least point, and it grows up to the 100%, to the perfect point where a person can be saved of all the difficulties, hardships of this world also, and the akhirah also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.